An Indigenous community in northern Ontario, Canada, has declared a state of emergency after 11 people attempted suicide on Saturday. None was successful, but this is a community of just 2,000 people, and more than 100 of the community members have tried to take their own lives since last September. People of all ages in the Attawapiskat community, what Canadians call a First Nation tribe. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has called the situation heartbreaking, and joining us now to talk more about it is Kate Rutherford, a CBC News reporter. She's in Sudbury, Ontario. Kate, welcome.
Thank you.
And what do we know, first of all, about why so many people in the Attawapiskat First Nation community have tried to take their own lives?
Well, suicide is not an uncommon problem with First Nations, especially ones in remote fly-in communities. Attawapiskat is a community of about 2,000 people. It's located about halfway up the James Bay coast, and you can't drive in to that community unless it's wintertime and there is an ice road for a few weeks each year. So some of the problems that they face include overcrowding. There are often 14 to 15 people living in a three-bedroom, one-bathroom home. Education can be a little bit interrupted by weather, by problems with infrastructure. We also have a high cost of living for food, especially fresh food. It's often beyond the reach of a lot of people. So there are many quality of life issues that face these people that are very difficult for them to overcome.
And they're saying that they don't get enough mental health care. Does the state of emergency do anything on that front?
That's right. What they've had are four people who act as social workers, and those four people have just been overwhelmed, obviously. Because of the state of emergency, the government has responded. The provincial and federal governments are sending up teams, emergency medical assistance teams, including nurses, nurse practitioners, social workers. There are long-term suicide prevention programming in the works for this community, and mental health and addiction supports as well.
Are there more systemic changes on the way coming from the federal government of Canada beyond just sending more mental health professionals to help out?
Well, that's the hope among these communities, is that the Trudeau government is going to put some infrastructure money into these communities to improve the housing situation, to improve the education. This government was just elected last fall, and it's quite a big change from the previous government in the fact that it has come out and stated boldly that it will put money, millions of dollars, into First Nations communities. So I would believe that this is part of a response that will likely continue.
That's Kate Rutherford, who is a reporter with the CBC, joining us from Sudbury, Ontario, talking with us about this unbelievable number, 11 people in the Attawapiskat community in northern Canada trying to commit suicide over the weekend. Thank you so much, Kate.
You're welcome.